All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, championship weekend in the world of college football is right around the corner. And with that said, there are games that have plenty of playoff implications, as well as the rest of the New Year's Six bowls. And the way I see it playing out, I've talked about this before and who's going to get in to the college football playoff. I think the four teams are going to be LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Utah. And I know that right now that Ohio State is the number one team in the current college football playoff rankings. But I'll tell you like this. If LSU beats Georgia, and right now you have Georgia ranked number four, I think that's going to be enough to vault LSU back ahead of Ohio State in the rankings. Because remember, up until a couple weeks ago, LSU was ranked above Ohio State. And I think they've done more damage than Ohio State this year. And that's not to take away from anything that Ohio State has done. I think LSU gets that number one slot. They'll get the Peach Bowl bid in Atlanta. Ohio State will be the higher seed heading into the desert at the Fiesta Bowl. You'll have Clemson at number three, and then you'll have Utah at number four. And of course, Utah got a gift when Alabama lost to Auburn last Saturday, because that really changed things. But then looking at the other bowls, Rose Bowl wise, I think we're going to see Penn State take on Oregon, because first and foremost, there are three Big Ten teams that have a possibility to make a New Year's Six game: Penn State, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Now, Penn State finished the regular season with a record of 10-2. Minnesota was 10-2, and then Wisconsin is currently 10-2. And then, of course, they have to take on Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I think Wisconsin, out of the three of them, gets lost in the shuffle, and the reason why is this. Wisconsin would then have two losses to Ohio State, and I don't see a situation where they're going to be that much more competitive versus Ohio State than they were in the regular season matchup. That's going to drop them down in the college football playoff rankings. Now, yes, Minnesota did beat Penn State in head-to-head action, but I think it's a situation. I think Penn State will end up finishing higher in the college football playoff rankings than Minnesota, and I think that might just be enough to nudge them to Pasadena as opposed to the Golden Gophers, and make no mistake about it, Penn State travels wherever they go. You know that you're going to get plenty of Nittany Lion fans out to Pasadena for that game, and I think it is also a situation where Minnesota would bring a lot of people too, just for the simple fact that it's been decades since the Golden Gophers have gone west. But I think it's Penn State versus Oregon. You know that the Rose Bowl committee, they love to have that classic Big Ten Pac-12 showdown, and I think they get it once again. I don't think Oregon has enough to get past Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. They'd still be a three-loss team, but I could see the committee rather to take a three-loss Oregon team than a four-loss USC team, even though USC would bring a ton of fans with them, especially since Oregon beat the brakes off of USC earlier this year. Cotton Bowl matchup, I got Minnesota right now taking on Alabama. I think Minnesota definitely has done enough to get a New Year's Six bowl game. Alabama, they stumbled a little bit down the stretch, but I mean, you look at the teams that they lost to, LSU and Auburn, those are each not an easy camper to deal with. And you look at Alabama, they're still going to be 10-2. They're still Alabama, and they still have a litany of national titles, and wherever they go, they definitely travel. Sugar Bowl, I think you're going to have Georgia taking on Oklahoma. Georgia's done enough to definitely earn a New Year's Six Bowl bid. They're right in contention for a college football playoff spot, but I don't see them having enough to get past LSU. And then Oklahoma winning the Big 12, I don't see them being able to leapfrog Utah in the standings to get into the college football playoff. So the next best thing, as a Big 12 championship winner, you get that trip down to Bourbon Street in the Sugar Bowl. And finally, in the Orange Bowl, I'm going to have Cincinnati taking on Florida. You have Cincinnati, Memphis, Boise State, and Appalachian State all in contention for that bowl spot. And of course, you know, of the non-Power 5 schools, the team who is ranked the highest to finish the year will get that slot. Now, Memphis and Cincinnati are right there ranked side by side against each other. We're going to see the new rankings. I expect Memphis to move up a little bit while Cincinnati will drop. But the thing is this, these two teams do have a rematch coming up in the American Conference Championship game this weekend. And I think Cincinnati will get the best of Memphis. And with that said, they'll get the bid. And you look at Florida. Florida is going to finish in the top 10 of the college football rankings. They went 10-2 this year. Their only two losses, a tough one at LSU, and they lost to Georgia on a neutral field in Jacksonville. And, you know, the Gators, they got to the Peach Bowl last year and they beat Michigan. And I think they want to, you know, get back to their second consecutive New Year's Six. The folks from Gainesville definitely won't mind a quick trip down to Miami to support their team, as it will be four teams from the SEC that will get bids, whether it be the New Year's Six Bowls or for the college football playoff. Baylor has a shot, but the thing is, if Baylor loses and loses big to Oklahoma, they're out. You can't say it. Michigan's out of the question. They've lost three games. Wisconsin, like I said, those two blowouts. Boise, if Cincinnati, it's going to be tough for Boise just due to the fact that when Memphis and Cincinnati play each other this weekend, both of them will be ranked, so that winner will definitely have an advantage over them. USC is going to be tough, and Auburn is going to be tough too. I know Auburn went 9-3, and you look at Auburn's losses. They lost at LSU in a tough one, at Florida in a tough one, just to name a few. And then, of course, the Georgia loss. So I'll ask anybody in the nation, go up against those three teams, and if you come out 1-2, consider yourself lucky. But that's the way I see it playing out for the New Year's Six. And then, of course, we still have plenty to discuss this weekend for Conference Championship Week. But there's plenty of college football in the rearview mirror, but there are still some very important games on tap, which will definitely bring the fun and excitement out of everybody. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.